This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
There's a Cowboy Bebop soundtrack. I don't know if it's like fan produced or what have you, but it's surprisingly good because it's a remix album. And in it, it is framed around a pirate radio station orbiting Mars called Radio Free Mars.
Oh, yeah, I have that one.
Yeah, and at the end of the album, the dude who's running the pirate radio station is, I gotta go because I'm about to get arrested.
Yep.
I bought that soundtrack at a anime shop at Lackland Air Force Base.
At last, Steve-O declared, unplugging a flash drive from his laptop.
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction Season 12. Super hilarious, mega funny intro bumper or whatever.
I think you're supposed to preface that with a let's get ready to. Okay, it's time for show. We'll have to leave this on a cliffhanger.
Can you guys not fucking hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you.
Okay. Nobody was responding when I talked to them.
Well, I went upstairs. Were you trying to talk to me?
No, you were actively talking into your microphone with David, and you guys were off in your own fucking world, not listening to anybody.
Garfield was just that powerful. Connected, and we are live.
Gasp.
Ooh, hello.
Here comes Garfield Con 2019.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Number one, it's 2022. Number two, why?
Why not?
Because I am trying to sow the narrative that Here Comes Garfield Con 2019 was a 0 hour for COVID.
Yeah.
And that's why we don't have Here Comes Garfield Cons anymore. Never forget.
Feel like this is something we should have probably discussed with management.
I am management. Fuck you.
Excuse me, I'd like to see your manager then.
Okay.
No, fuck you. I don't want to see you.
I was going to make a Judy joke, but one, she's out of the store, and two, yeah, I guess Logan. Okay.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction, the last episode of season 12, and hopefully not the last episode we ever make, but the way...
If it is, I blame Steve-O and his child.
Oh, fuck off! Don't be gaslighting me all the way up to the fucking finish line. I don't need that.
Well, it's not gaslighting. You have actively complained about your child.
It's not gaslighting. It would literally be your fault because you have a child to take care of.
Yeah.
It is my fault because I would like to propagate my genes in the human race.
You've already propagated your genes.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, that's incredibly selfish.
Sounds to me like it's survival of the fittest time, and he ain't so fit.
That
was a dark joke. That was a dark joke, and I acknowledge that it was a dark joke.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Fucking got him.
Number one, that has nothing to do with it. Number two, see me after class, Mr. Hubbard.
You ain't my dad. Hold up. I should have made the joke, why would you have a kid with that? Because our country is not kid-have-worthables.
Okay, but it is also infeasible for us to move up to Canada right now.
I mean, you could move up to Canada.
I said unfeasible, I didn't say impossible.
What do you mean it's unfeasible? Just sell your house.
Buy some beaver real estate.
Yeah, buy some beaver.
Sure, alright, Ottawa, here I come, great. No.
Wait, why would you go to Ottawa? There's a perfectly good on-fire Fort McMurray right there.
Wait, is it still on fire?
Yeah, it's always on fire. It's never not been on fire.
No, it just has a lot of bears.
And moose. I saw a moose yesterday with their calf.
Is there also a silly lake where all the silly moose...
A serial silly show?
No, I was trying to make a Monty Python joke, but I don't remember how it goes, so...
No, that was Norwegian.
Oh, yes. See, Sean got it.
I got it.
Do you have a package or something? What is Danny going nuts about?
So Judy is not home right now, so he's anticipating her walking through the door, and when she finally does, he will shut up.
Okay, so it's like a countdown to when he will stop talking?
Right, so I'm like, just get out of the car quickly and get in the house quickly so he shuts up.
You know what? I can't argue with that. Joining me tonight are David, Logan, Valerie, and Sean. I'm Steve-O. I've been Steve-O. I don't think I'll ever not be Steve-O. Happy fucking Pride Month, everybody!
Yeah, Pride-vo, more like.
Would you... Would you like me to make you not, Steve-O?
No, I don't.
I mean, we could arrange this.
I don't want to arrange. Are you trying to get me in the witness protection program?
Don't worry about it.
I'm also still worried about Danny. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Barker, barker, bark.
I'm starting off tonight by reading a very, 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 very short fanfic just called xmeno.txt. Wolverine went outside one day and came up with an idea. He went back inside and grabbed Jubilee and whispered something in her ear while licking it.
Okay.
She then whispered it to Cyclops while robbing his penis.
Oh no, he's out! Nice.
Stick it up. Go ahead, rob his penis.
Then he went up to Beast and slapped his ass, and Beast punched him in the face.
Some people are into that.
Then went to Nightcrawler and told him while he was humping and face.
And face?
And face.
Yeah. What do you not get about and face?
I thought I was skipping a paragraph, but it's no. And told him while he was humping and face. Word got around to 5 more X-Men to Tenman's altar. They were all in Wolverine's room. Then Cyclops touched Jean Grey's boob and she giggled. And he giggled too.
Teehee, I touch boob.
She touched him all over also. These two were already groping each other. Then Beast went up to Gambit and grabbed his ass and kissed it and slapped.
His ass.
And grabbed his ass and kissed it and slapped it. Then Jubilee jumped onto Dr. Zap.
Dr. what?
Dr. what?
Dr. Zap. I believe is his name. Like, he's a very low-key member of the X-Men.
I'm pretty sure Loki is Marvel.
No,
he's a wrestler.
Yeah.
It's X-A-V-I-O-R. Xavior.
Xavior.
No, that was that Renegade Angel, wasn't it?
Oh, shit. Steve knocked off his microphone or something because I just heard a oh shit from the basement.
Oh, good. Anyway, welcome to Logan, Steve, or Logan, David, Val, and Sean do fun, cool things.
Welcome to the Council of 3+1.
Oh, it died.
Stop working.
Died again.
Council of 3 yet, B.
Council of 3+1.
Yeah, it's just +1, not +1.5.
Welcome, Val, to the Council of 3.
Yeah, temporary member, though. Don't go spreading around rumors.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, we can't have people thinking that...
Like there's a Council of 4. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, that would be weird. I understand that.
Anyway, it's Pride Month here at the Council of 3.
Woo! Yeah.
Our flag is an indescribable rainbow.
What are you guys doing to celebrate?
I'm planning Xavier's birthday.
I have turned in my license to be straight and am now fully gay for the month.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Dave.
I'm still pan.
Pan. Oh, you said pawn. I'm like...
Pansexual.
Yeah, pawn.
Yeah, I know, but I was like, you said pawn.
That's my terrible Canadian accent.
Right. I was your accent. I'm not trying to make fun of it. I was just like, I had a moment where my brain just ceased functioning and it was
totally fine.
It was like pond. Pond?
Pond.
She's a pond?
Pond. Pond. Pond.
Japanese bread.
Alright, let's see if that fixes it.
Why'd you do it?
I didn't do it.
Why'd you do it?
Dave, your card not only killed itself, it killed the $500 water loop that I bought specifically for it.
As God intended.
The water is clearly what broke it. So.
Water loop. Gotta go get some water.
We're starting the episode in the middle of a fanfic having a catastrophic recording failure.
You gotta start over.
She touched him all over. These two were already groping each other. Then Beast went up to Gambit and grabbed his ass.
His ass.
His ass. And kissed it and slapped it. Then Jubilee jumped onto Dr. Xavior and made him eat her out. Then Wolverine undressed Mystique, parentheses, even Thoga.
Even Thoga?
Thoga.
She doesn't wear clothes to begin with, lol.
Lol.
And they started 69-ing. The rest undressed and all had 69 with someone. An hour later, they were all having an orgy together. 12 X-Men and all, having an orgy. Cyclops then pulled out some of his dildos, and Wolverine put one up Beast's ass. Then Beast licked Wolverine's anus hole. We have a story written for tonight to end the season by one Busterth Beeth Manwoomath. This is 69 Hues of Meta hosting a podcast for the end of the world. Mm-hmm. And starting us off will be Logan.
La 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 la, Logan.
Sure, you want to open it? Yes.
In a world where the world is about to stop worlding, some podcasters need to podcast to save the world, but a force most foul uses a love most forbidden to kickstart a love most foul to stop it. Inspired by the blockbuster podcast Friday Night Fanfiction. Oh, bullshit.
Hey, we're a blockbuster. We're all closing.
Hey, we've busted blocks.
We're blockbusting.
We're an Airbnb in Oregon.
Wait, is there an Airbnb in an old blockbuster?
Yeah, they did that to the last blockbuster.
That's awesome.
What about the one in Alaska that was run independently?
Oh, no, that was shut down.
Oh, did that die in COVID?
I thought it died before COVID. I know that the one in Oregon was the very last one, and they turned it into an Airbnb.
That's very funny.
Why are these things that you know?
Why are these things that you don't know? We grew up on the internet, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently the last blockbuster is a documentary.
Yes, that features the last blockbuster in Oregon, and also talks about the last blockbuster in Alaska that shut down.
Why would you name your town Bend?
Why not? There's a Manassas near us.
Yeah, man asses. Well, it would be, they wanted to call it Ben, Oregon, but they couldn't get the rights.
This diddle fic was written with either their permission of or apologies to all mentioned hosts. I'll decide once they read it. Chapter 1, the first chapter, Logan.
69 Hues of Meta, hosting a podcast for the end of the world, about the author. Currently at the forefront of studies regarding the effects of boners on the aerodynamics of the human body, Buster Manwoom is not allowed back at the orgy until they promise to stop jumping at people from behind the buffet table dressed as a wolf. Chapter 1, Friday Night Fanon Fiction Goes Underground.
Fanon Fiction.
Fanon Fiction. The year is 2030.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, we're still doing this show in 2030?
Yeah.
Thursday? Yes.
I plan on doing this until I die, just not that often.
Oh, you just want to die on Mike?
Yeah. Wait, who's Mike?
I mean,
which Mike?
You really shouldn't talk about Mike in front of Val. It's rude.
Put on disc 2, track 17, Dead Body Falling on Microphone.
I think there would be more like.
I hope that translated well.
It
had a good waveform on it.
Yeah.
It did. The bloody conclusion of the ruinous corporate war between Disney, Nestle, General Electric, and King Donaire. What's King Donaire?
It's kebab.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, restaurant.
King Donaire left the world a barely habitable husk. Property ownership is a rumor of a memory in people's minds as they take out lines of credit to afford non-irradiated metropolises. No, I skipped a line. Non-irradiated air and their state-required subscriptions to Disney Book Plus.
Ugh.
I swear, you elect a Republican once.
Ugh. Wait.
The shining spires of the smoggy metropolises existed for the pleasure of the paltry thousands that form the economic elite, while the tens of billions that form their ceaselessly exploited workforce spends their lives packed into the dark and rusted hive cities that span across the land, threatening to form a brutalist ecumenopolis.
Wow, what a word.
Were it not for the stretches of hellfire scorched nothingness that formed the borders the corporate powers carved out and warred extensively for control of.
Oh, just Texas then.
Texas would be like a combination of Exxon Mobil, Alabama, and
Shell.
Game stopping spree.
In the crumbling streets of old New Baltimore, Disney's
so
police.
Just fucking Fells Point.
Yeah,
the old bay smells like Old Bay.
The Old Bay smells like motor oil and condoms.
Oh, dog, dude. Can I tell you something today? So today I was at a photo shoot. No, it was a video shoot.
Whoa.
No, we're doing a refresh on our public website. So we went and shot a bunch of like stuff around town.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a bunch of people.
No.
That stuff.
With a camera, not with a gun.
Hey, you know what? You can charge a boatload for stock footage, apparently, so...
Yes, you can.
Anyway, we ended up in this one place in town, and it smelled so good. It was like a crab shack or something. Not a crab shack. It was like a crab place. It was like right across the street from like a cocktail lounge.
Ooh.
Which is right across the street from like a steakery, and I'm like, oh my god. This is the best smelling corridor of land I've ever been on. That was my story about my
good
day.
Good story, Dave. Good story.
I'm sunburnt and I want to die.
Aw.
Can I just die, please, Dave?
No, Dave, you can't die before I do. We have to go out together on microphone.
Okay, but can
three,
it be like...
Three, two, wait. One, go.
Down, like, together on the same microphone, or...?
I don't want to go down on anything with Steve.
Oh, come on.
Ouch.
Come on, Dave. I was going to get you and Steve to do it at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind dying at the same time, but we just have to be adjacent is all.
David doesn't like to share.
It's not that. It's that I get gun shy.
Anyways, back to the streets of old New Baltimore.
In the crumbling streets of old New Baltimore, Disney's thought police, adorned in stormtrooper armor with mouse ears, patrolled the irradiated wastes for union sympathizers and copyright infringers.
Who goes to Baltimore on a Friday night?
People who have who live in Baltimore?
Who have the Baltimore?
Who have the Baltimore?
I mean, they have enough money to have Baltimore, so you're not technically wrong.
I was halfway through saying having money and live in Baltimore.
having Baltimore.
Sounds like an incurable disease.
One sad mutant who had become more tentacle than human was unfortunate. To imagine how funny it would have been for Daffy and Donald Duck to do gay stuff, setting off the stormtrooper's psychic copyright infringement detector and giving her away her position. Within seconds, she was blown to smithereens.
No!
Tell me, Sailor, is one of those appendages a hoary sidewinder?
No, Hoary didn't make the sidewinder.
Who made the sidewinder?
Microsoft.
No, the Sidewinder was made by Bad Dragon.
Bad Dragon?
No, the one that was supposed to be used as a joystick, not a joy space
stick. A joystick. Jack off instructions.
It's more of a joy rubberish blob.
Anyway, who made that, Logan?
Accidentally typed Microsoft side blob and it said, did you mean Microsoft side boob?
Is that implying that PC users are all slovenly?
No, as in, like, what if Microsoft has one of the tons made after it and there's Rule 34 with side boob?
There already is one.
Yeah, it's Windows ME.
All the Windows have tons to them. I'll find a list.
Yes, but Windows ME was the one with, like, gigantic boobles. The rationale is because she used so much memory. Maybe that was Windows 2000. It was one of the non
Windows XPs. Vista was the fucking memory hog. Windows ME just kept crashing.
Oh, that's right. She had the little exclamation point.
So Windows ME is the one in a cast because it keeps crashing.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Below the crumbling streets of old New Baltimore, a ragtag group of fugitives, determined to ensure that the steamy art of copyright-defying fiction is never completely deprived from the masses, huddled around a coffee.
Oh, are we a pirate radio station in this alternate future?
Yes.
Hosting a small campfire in the clandestine sewer headquarters of Nighthorse Media.
Wait, there are sewers in Baltimore?
Yes.
Yes, there
are. We would fit with all the giant rats that are in there?
Val, have you ever... What street is that? It's the street that comes right off of
Baker Street.
When you come off the exit 95 near Camden. If you ever drive through there, you will see lots of steam coming out of the ground.
Yeah.
Those are coming out of the sewers. That's hot sewage.
Mm. Yes, but would there be enough space between us and all the giant rats?
We are the giant rats.
Hot sewage. Check it and see. It's just a river of barf, poop, and pee.
Oh.
Oh.
In this particular alternate universe, we are a 20-foot tall sewer mutant.
Oh, okay.
There's a Cowboy Bebop soundtrack. I don't know if it's like fan produced or what have you, but it's surprisingly good because it's a remix album. And in it, it is framed around a pirate radio station orbiting Mars called Radio Free Mars.
Oh, yeah, I have that one.
Yeah, and at the end of the album, the dude who's running the pirate radio station is, I gotta go because I'm about to get arrested.
Yep.
I bought that soundtrack at a anime shop at Lackland Air Force Base.
At last, Steve-O declared, unplugging a flash drive from his laptop. It's taken years and hundreds of episodes, but Sonic's Ultimate Harem will finally be available, read by us in its entirety.
Oh, Lord.
In your fucking dreams.
Yeah.
I'm actually okay with this. Go
David,
on.
David, are you aware of how big Sonic's Ultimate Harem is?
I know it's at least 130 chapters.
That has nothing to do with it. Sonic's Ultimate Harem is 1.6 million words.
That's not that many words.
It's a few.
Break out the fucking calculator with the slot puller. We're going to math this out.
To the trash, Manticore! Sean declared triumphantly.
Manticore?
Nice.
Damn it, Sean! Steve-O remarked. Stop calling my distribution network a trash, Manticore! I mean, it isn't much of a Manticore anyways, Logan commented. If anything, it's a garbage griffin.
Garbage griffin will be my seventh tattoo.
No! Steve-O shot bluntly.
Don't you sass back at me!
The Night Horse Media sewer headquarters did not have internet. It had rats in abundance, which they taped to nearly as plentiful mutated pigeons. The resulting amalgam had all the strengths of the rat and the pigeon combined.
Sweet subtle Simpsons reference.
And was the perfect creature for carrying flash drives. After the first few months of constantly losing flash drives, they managed to train the trash manticores to navigate... How many trash manticores do we have?
We have like four.
Okay. To train the trash manticores to navigate the pipe-ridden undercities, they spread their podcasty goodness to all that cared to plug a screaming flurry of fur and feathers into their computers to enjoy the roasting of the worst quality fanfictions to have been preserved before the great web purge.
I would like to bring up the fact that it is a totally on brand for me, character-wise, to want to raise a bunch of trash manticores to infiltrate the sewers and then realize that I'm on my own septic system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how we keep the compound hidden.
Mm-hmm. Off the grid, yo.
Oh, he died on the mic again.
I didn't die on the mic. I was putting my dessert away. I was eating fucking mallow cream pumpkins, if you must know.
I hope you brought enough for the rest of the class.
Yeah, where's my mallow cream pumpkin?
Oh, yeah, I brought it and nobody fucking wants it.
Why would I not want a mallow cream pumpkin?
Probably because it's like Necco wafer based.
I mean, I thought you thought that they were disgusting.
I've never had one.
You've never had a mallow cream pumpkin? The like.
We can say that like a Necco wafer is gross because we've all had one. But I've not had this mallow cream pumpkin thing that you speak of.
They're pretty good.
Is it like a mallow cup?
No, it's like the fucking candy pumpkins you get on Halloween that are like candy corn.
Oh, so it's candy corn pumpkins.
No, they're not like candy corn. They're much better.
They're almost identical to candy corn in texture and consistency.
Cornstarch and food coloring.
And wax.
Wait, do you mean just the candy corn pumpkins?
Yeah, they're called mallow cream pumpkins.
Somebody smack this man.
That's what the name of the fucking product is. It's on the bag. Brock's Mellow Cream Pumpkins Candy. I didn't invent it.
I'm looking it up. Shut up.
No one's saying a thing to you, Steve.
There's an image of it.
Yeah, no, those are just candy corn.
No, it's not candy corn, Logan. It's candy gourd.
Ha!
It's literally the same material, though.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say it wasn't.
Now I'm mad.
That's what sets him off, is the candy corn discussion.
I feel like I'm yelling at the wall here. Please continue.
The cost was great.
Old man yells at wall.
And old man yells at computer. The cost was great. And much like the original Friday Night Fanfiction podcast, far too few people listened to it.
True.
But it was a bastion of absurd artistic rebellion in a land where such a thing was nearly too dangerous to attempt.
I'd like to think we're rock stars.
Buster's in the chat right now and says, to me, Baltimore is not so much a city as it is a state of mind.
Agreed. Yeah. I mean, isn't that a song?
I got Baltimore on my mind. Hot steaming sewage. Uh-oh, did my thing die again?
No. Wait for you to say who's next to read.
It's like, who's next?
Oh, next up is Dave.
Steve-O taped the flash drive containing Friday Night Fan Fiction, Season 13, Episode 302. Fistical ninja donkey cuck to a particularly well-trained garbage griffin. Fed it a stale piece of cheese and sent it into the darkness. All right, what's next? David asked.
You keep reading, David.
You cheeky man, you.
Yes.
Still holding the last bit of Garfield out on the town hostage.
We can finally watch the third in the Garfield trilogy. Garfield goes to Hollywood.
Here comes Garfield. Garfield leaves and goes out of the town. Then Garfield skips town and goes to Hollywood.
Yeah, Garfield is a cat about. nothing, Steve-O said, tapping a few keys on his laptop. Sonic's Ultimate Harem was the last fanfiction we had covered that I had saved. What about the newer stuff people send in? David asked.
We've been so starved for content, we've been covering those as soon as we got them.
So what you're saying is, Sean started.
Yep,
Steve-O declared.
We've run out of fan fiction.
Ah, fuck, Logan said. What do we do now? You guys, Fal called out, running into headquarters with the timely mindfulness that can only come from a crackfic writer putting slightly more effort into a story for once. There's stormtroopers in the sewer.
God damn it,
Steve-O perked up concernedly.
How far are they?
As if to answer, a laser blast flew through the darkness and barely missed everyone.
Too close, Sean yelled, opening a secret door. Quick, to the escape sewer.
Wait, so we have a sewer that goes into an escape sewer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're still on the compound. It's just a big compound.
All the square footage went into tubes, though. That sucks.
Very on brand for us to not have a compound that is larger than conventional sense, but it extends from here all the way across the country. Sean needs to show David where the water heater is every day.
Yeah. Today it's in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, wait, so it's an SCP?
Yeah. The market is not good.
Yeah. Too expensive and not good enough.
Only this time more radiation.
So in ways better.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Sounds warm.
Attention, fanfic dealers, fanfiction dealers, shouted someone on a megaphone farther down the sewer. You're all suspected and found guilty of circulating copyright-defying fiction. Stop and we'll shoot.
I like that.
Stop and we'll shoot? Logan retorted.
Oh, so it's like, stop and we'll shoot?
Stop and we'll shoot.
There we go, that's the reading I want.
Stop and we'll shoot,
Logan retorted as he was stepping into the escape sewer.
If you're going to shoot, why should we stop?
Second-guessing the law is a capital offense, too, someone yelled before a volley of laser blasts missed them all. You've hereby received two consecutive death sentences.
Whoa!
Logan, get in the fucking sewer,
Steve-O said, shooting back at the stormtroopers with his own laser gun. Steve, I didn't know you were an ardent supporter of the Fourth Amendment.
No, I just got one of those fucking laser tag kits as a kid, and apparently it now counts as a legal weapon.
Oh, is it a lethal weapon, though?
No, it's just annoying.
I mean, you can blind somebody with one of those lasers.
It's an annoyance sound ray.
15 minutes had passed with the Friday Night Fanfiction host negotiating the labyrinthine sewer tunnels, gaining distance but failing to evade their pursuers.
Don't move!
Creep. The stormtroopers could be heard screaming behind them.
Get on the ground! Don't move! Stop resisting!
Creep.
Wait a minute! Where's Xavier?
Val exclaimed after an unreasonably long time for a responsible parent to realize their child hadn't appeared in the entire story thus far. Not that this is an indictment of anyone's parenting abilities. I just forgot and have made the mistake of finishing a weed brownie before the first bite had kicked in. I'm really feeling the effects now and don't want to jeopardize what I've written so far and possibly sacrifice coherence in the name of pacing.
Okay.
He's working on his podcast,
Steve-O answered from the back.
He's fine.
Dot, 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 dash, dot. Dot, dot,
are
dot.
Four dots legal in Morse code, or is that just a fuck up?
Yeah, there's four dots, I think.
Dot, dash, dot, 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 dash, dash, dot, dash dash dot dot
dash
dash
dash that
dot
Dodge
dot dash
caravan.
Dot dot dash.
Four dots is H.
So
hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
According to Buster Man Woman, says Highlander 2 is good.
I don't think there is enough dots and dashes there to make that assertion correct. Meanwhile, in the middle of the Pacific Garbage Patch, the Pirate Bay, a subsidiary of King Donair, fleet hid amongst the colonies of nomadic plastic farmers. One of the largest ships in the fleet was a hijacked Disney cruise liner with a plethora of radio towers welded to its main deck.
Next up is Val.
Dot dash
and
dash
we're
dot,
back.
Dot dash dash.
Xavier
dot.
Broadcasted from the headquarters of the multimedia juggernaut Saturday morning fanfiction had become.
I was talking about this the other day. I will be fucking ecstatic if my son kicks my ass in every game we ever play and succeeds me in every possible avenue. I want him to be better than me.
He will.
Give him time. He's already replacing you.
I will take a two-listener pirate radio station if he can become the next...
Wait, why are you addressing the pirate radio station as if, like, the story is actually happening, dude?
It's predicting our future, so 8 years from now, talking to myself.
Ah, prophetic.
You were listening to Top Tips for Surviving an Irradiated Wasteland every day at 6 p.m. Garbage Patch Standard Time on Night Horse Pacific Radio. Pacific? Okay. Coming up next, we're resuming our current entry on Saturday morning fanfiction. Take it away, Robot Chalmers. Thank you, Professor X. A Stephen Hawking-esque voice emanated from Superintendent Chalmers, Xavier's cybernetically enhanced logo sitting on a chair across from Xavier with a with a refurbished Dell Venue laptop. We are returning to our most popular fanfiction of the year, Star Wars Episode 7, The Rise of Abaddon by George Lucas. Chapter 9, Glop Shitto Builds Her New Lightsaber. And then there's some Morse code.
Glop Shitto.
Yep.
All right, changing my Steam name.
Unfortunately, that sidetrack happened in real time, and by the time the narration returned to the Friday Night Fanfiction hosts, Steve and Logan have been captured. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
David, Sean, and Valerie? Yeah, Val barely make their escape. Chapter 2. Highlander sucks hard!
Somebody must have changed that. That has to not be real. I'm gonna go check. Oh my god, it's real.
Uh-huh. About the author. Buster Manwood was a one-time time-traveling vigilante who gave up on the chance to prevent the shooting of Archduke Ferdinand so they could neutralize a rabid failing classical composer named Smumpy Goobs, who nearly pissed in Bob Ross's cradle, forcing him to spontaneously evolve gills that could only breathe piss, preventing him from becoming a successful painter because all his paintings would smell like piss and no one would buy them. Johnny Cash wrote a song about it, but the only draft was destroyed by his publishers, fearing it would inspire another drug abuse scandal.
Was that before or after he was on Columbo?
Chapter 2, Harder Than a Dyson Vacuum. You have been found guilty of tainting our intellectual properties, a voice said on the cell intercom.
Yeah, he said taint.
For this crime, you must be punished. Couldn't you just let me off with a warning, Logan asked. Silence! For tampering with the intellectual properties of the Disney Empire, we will fuck your childhood.
No, just not fair. We will fuck.
It's like, whoa, am I about to get fucked? All right.
Logan stammered as one of the walls of the cell opened with a sudden hiss. In the darkness beyond, he saw two hairy creatures sauntering menacingly. Words are hard, apparently, all the time. Towards him.
Oh, yeah. I think you used all your good words earlier today building your resume.
Your friend snitched on you. He told us your most potent weakness. What? Logan said, feeling a mix of confusion and danger.
That I like good smells?
That does sound like Logan. Logan, what's your favorite cinnamon and sage fusion oil?
Actually, Logan, what is your favorite scent?
Probably cedarwood.
Ah, cedarwood's good.
Cedar's mm-hmm. good.
I already have a cedarwood perfume.
Oh, nice.
Cedarwood is like mud balls. Behold and suffer, the intercom said as the hairy monstrosities lumber closer. As we make your childhood high cunts fuck before your very eyes. Oh, Logan said as he recognized the Philadelphia Flyers' sensuously beloved mascot, Gritty. AMPM's girthily edible mascot, Tungus, stepped out below the fluorescent lighting of the cell, realizing that Steve-O had lied to the interrogators.
Are they going to try and ruin Tungus for me?
Realizing that Steve-O had lied to the interrogators and that he needed to pretend not to be totally into this.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of corporate mascottery, I got some new Blu-rays for the Plex, so...
Got some porn?
Not yet. It hasn't come in yet, so...
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to rewatch them to see if they hold up. I stopped watching anime porn, like, fucking 20 years ago.
Does Senran count as anime porn, or...?
It's ecchi.
No.
Ecchi.
Some, like, prudes would call it porn, but it really is...
Yo, Dave, I'll link you something.
Okay, what is it? I've probably seen it.
It'll later, my man.
No, don't. Well, we have to talk about it on the show, because it's... Logs. Come on, man. Just give me the name.
Give me a minute. Gotta fucking... It's Japanese, man. Come on.
Do you have to talk your words into an erective state? Like, come on.
No, I have...
Your words are hard and ready.
I have to look up what it's fucking called, dude. Come on.
I would absolutely watch a porn anime called It's Japanese, Dude.
So, is that like a story of a guy who's Japanese, or is it a story of like...
I don't know.
Somebody is Japanese.
Give me the elevator pitch, Dave. You are producing a show called It's Japanese, Dude. It is a porn show. You have 60 seconds.
It's about a guy who goes to Japan and then is jaded to find that none of the porn stereotypes and any of the porns that he watches is real. But then he steps into a shop in Akihabara, which is owned by a wicked hot librarian marm type, you know what I mean? And then she whisks him off to an isekai world where all of those porn stereotypes are real.
Isn't it isekai?
And then he realizes how miserable it is to live in a world where all those porn stereotypes is real and you're just a normal dude.
Marm.
Marm, yes, I said marm. Alright, three episode optioned. Okay, based on that premise, how many episodes of a porn show would you finance?
Seven?
Damn, seven episodes? Oh, shit.
We have to have a bundle deal where we sell, like, sex toys and they all smell like cedar wood.
So you're just trying to get all of the money then, because that's what's going to happen. You're going to get all of the money.
Sounds good.
I don't have a problem with this. How else are we going to finance our pirate radio station 30 years from now?
Would it be a pirate radio station if we just had a legit radio station?
We wouldn't be
like
able
we do
to.
Now? Does what we do now count as a pirate radio station?
No, because it doesn't go out on the radio waves.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna build one of those 20-foot radio broadcasters and I'll put a sign on my front yard and say, park here and tune to 97.3 to listen to pirate radio.
Alright, Dave, I sent you.
Alright, I'll take a look here in a second. We'll allow it, but seven episodes, damn. That's huge. Three episode is your typical OVA.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is the money.
Go ahead, Val.
I was enjoying your discussion, guys. So.
The discussion is now at a good place.
Okay.
It's Japan, dude.
It's Japan, dude, coming soon from Night Horse Pictures.
Oh, no. Stop. This is absolutely terrible. No, please. I beg of you. Beg all you want, your filthy fan fiction distributor.
Isn't Tungus like one of your concubines in Logan deity lore?
Yeah, I'm trying to not let on.
It's the joke of...
No, I know, I get that. I'm saying like, I'm asking that for the benefit of anybody who doesn't know the Logan lore.
Oh, yes. If you've not done all the readings yet.
It's in like volume 98. It's way down in there, but like stuff like One Piece and whatnot. It's like Logan piece.
Those epic stuffs like One Piece? Yeah. I know what you mean.
Logan's about to hit fifth gear.
Does it go up to fifth?
I thought we said seven episodes, so seven gears.
Oh, God, he's going to go a gear an episode? No, dog.
That's
no.
You need 3 years of spacing between gears, man.
You know, I'll trust your judgment.
I don't really much care for One Piece, though, so.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I don't trust my judgment.
That either.
Same, I thought you were going to say that.
I don't trust my judgment either, so, you know, here we are.
The intercom laughed as Gritty and Tungus began to engage in the closest thing to foreplay two massive mascots could manage. Try and avert your eyes, even without seeing them. Your other four senses will never be able to avoid experiencing every Mars detail of their yeasty congress.
Yeasty? Mmm.
Ew.
Is that a word you want to use?
And now we put the yeasty Congress in the sun to rise for 2 hours.
They'd probably rise for like, you know, 20 minutes and then vote to give themselves a pay raise.
And then we throw the entire establishment into the trash.
Yeah. Cut the dickens out of Congress.
Next up is Sean.
Steve, tell me how many episodes you would option for this description, all right? Garoto Kotaro.
Seven gears.
Sean, how many episodes would you pick for this elevator pitch I'm going to give you, all right?
Okay.
Garoto Kotaro is the new manager of the girls' lacrosse team. After an accident that has the team discover him in their changing room, a series of high-dash jinx begin that often has Kuroda losing his pants. But wow, wow, wow. All these girls are stacked AF, and I don't think they actually play lacrosse.
They play lacrosse in the actual, like, original thing.
Is it well-animated Sakuga-style sports animation?
I doubt
that. I highly doubt it.
Wait, you haven't watched this and you're recommending it to me?
I read the H-Manga it's based on.
Okay, fair. That's good enough, because it's basically watching the show. There's so little animation hentai these days.
I'm going to say 3 episodes.
3 episodes. All right. Logan, how many episodes of this are there?
I don't know.
I don't know that.
I think there's only like 2 or 3 out right now. They're still making it.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay.
Who's next to read?
Sean, I said.
Sean, is you?
Oh,
Sean.
Sean, thank you for opting in my show, but please read.
Oh, no. Have mercy, Logan said as he made himself comfortable. Meanwhile, in the next cell over, what the fuck? Steve-O said, waking up in a jail cell bereft of furnishing, but for a bed, a sink, and a bucket. Where am I? Let me out. You are guilty of peddling fan fiction, the intercom said.
No.
Suffer. And then the far wall opened. From the darkness, a single rectangular figure walked towards Steve-O. Oh, no. No!
Tetris eye block!
No! Steve-O said, genuine terror filling his very soul. Scrambling to the door, he tried in vain to claw at the hinges.
Steve, give me your best scrambling noise.
Hold on, I gotta go get some eggs.
Steve, come on.
What?
Just do a sound effect. Alright, that's pretty good, actually.
I was doing the truffle shuffle, if you must know.
Really? Why?
I didn't think you could make that truffle shuffle.
It didn't sound like the truffle shuffle's noise.
Yeah, it just sounded like you were caressing your microphone vigorously.
Yeah, just hold the microphone straight up on my fucking dad belly fat.
You know, I don't know where I have it, but I had a gif one time of the truffle shuffle.
All right.
Come on, I hadn't even got to the punchline of the story, bro.
Me putting the microphone to my belly fat. You know, I had a gif once.
You tickled? Okay. I get how that could be funny in context. Okay, my bad. I was about to give you the business, but I understand. So it was the truffle shuffle, right?
Yes.
But then when the camera hard cut to Picard using a Tommy gun from First Contact. And then it cuts back and all the bullets are bouncing off the truffle shuffle. God, I wish I still had that hard drive.
Okay.
That sucker died like 10 years ago.
It had all my Yoshi porn on it.
No.
My Yoshi porn, no!
I said Yoshi! It's in the fucking anime!
Yoshi porn, no!
I thought Yoshi was a wrestling thing.
Where's my Famicom cart that has Donald Duck with a gun?
Do you have a GIF of it? Rubs your belly, teehee, GIF.
I'm more of a Kraft guy.
Kraft? That's not a peanut butter, that's a cheese.
Kraft peanut butter is a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe in Canada where milk
is
square.
It is a thing in Canada, where we also don't have Toomgis, unfortunately.
That's just sad.
That's un-American, man.
God damn it, that fucking hurts.
Let me out. Let me out, damn you. Resistance is futile, Steve-O.
I'm stuck in a room with David and he's had a bag of Twizzlers.
I'm uncontrollable. You want to see it, Jeff?
Oh my God.
Resistance is futile, Steve-O, said the 6-foot-tall, sentient VHS copy of Highlander 2.
Jesus Christ, this was the nightmare I had when I passed out in Blockbuster.
Why did you pass out of Blockbuster? There's so much stimulus there.
Dave.
Why would you lie to us then? I've been telling that story to my grandkids.
Fizz posted your gif in the fanfiction
chat. Oh, he found it? Oh, Fizz, you're the best.
Yeah.
There's my Famicom card of Donald Duck with a gun.
I'm gonna shoot you. DuckTales, whoa!
Have a seat. It is time for us to have a little movie night. You are trapped here until you can honestly say that you can tolerate the cinematic masterwork that is Highlander 2 in all of its viscous glory.
Never! There are four lights!
No, honestly, Highlander 2 is not that bad.
I've only seen it once, and all I remember was Michael Ironside, the voice of Sam Fisher, going, "Wee!"
Yeah. Are you telling me that that's not the funniest fucking thing you've ever heard?
No.
Yeah.
As somebody who's become very jaded from people making him watch Tommy Wiseau movies, yes.
You could just, like, watch good movies.
Yeah, like, just leave the room. It could be
Good Movie Goons Day. Who knows?
Good Movie Goons Day is actually where you goon yourself to porn.
You know, Logan, I was hoping he would ask what that was, and then you went and just dunked right in his face. We could have had a time, man, but you missed it.
Thank you. I will be doing stand-up here at the corner of this GameStop during the midnight launch of Halo 3 all night.
Yeah, let's fucking play some Halo, America.
My friend actually did a DJ set outside of the GameStop for Halo 3's midnight launch. Oh, that,
like, one, good on him, but two, cringe.
Yeah. Steve-O's pain screen echoed through the land. Dying out.
You know, honestly, it's not the worst, most cringe thing I ever saw at a GameStop midnight release, because that one was like a dude came out in full tactical gear for Call of Duty Ghosts.
I remember you talking about it, I think.
Yeah, like, fuck that guy, man.
Here, have this Famicom cartridge of Donald Duck with a gun.
Yeah, that's the only gun you get there, buddy. When you can finally take this shit seriously, then you can have maybe a real thing.
Maybe.
We fired a guy today at the police station because he had that mindset of not being humbly serving kind of thing. I'm like, yeah, good riddance.
Good.
Yeah.
He was very close to being that guy on The Simpsons. Like, when do we get a freaking gun?
When do we get the freaking gun?
I was fly on the wall for the internal affairs interview with him because they're like, we need to make sure that this shit goes off without a hitch. So, of course, they're like, hey, you just spend all day out in the sun. Do IT work. And I'm like, man, I just want to sit at my desk and play my Steam Deck, bro.
Wait, you're allowed to bring your Steam Deck to work? That's cool.
It's not connected to any networks, so it's fine.
Meant to have a job where when I'm not doing work, I get to play video games?
Well, nobody knows I have it at work.
That's an important fact, Dave.
My cubicle is, like, in the corner of the office, so, like, there's the door, and then it spills out into four cubicles, and mine is the furthest one away from the door. I've basically got a doored office. It's fucking grand.
Now tell me how you feel about the Steam Deck.
Oh, the Steam Deck's great. I do need to rebind a couple of keys on the Steam Deck because RetroArch does not support switching between content with the normal button mapping on the Steam Deck, so I need to get that fixed.
Cool. Go ahead, Sean.
I make $30 an hour. It's great.
Go ahead, Sean.
Steve-O's pain Sean, screen.
Sean's just exhausted at this point. I'm sorry, man.
It's all good. Echoed through the land, dying out just before it could reach the abandoned nuclear bunker. Val, David, and Sean hunkered down into for a brief respite, with Val and Steve-O's dog, Lana Jr.
Aww. Okay. And it's kind of like a sideways Z, but not at all, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, rather progressive of you to miss a junior.
But that's cool.
Yeah, good job.
Lana Jr. standing guard at the entryway.
Woof!
Lana Jr. was actually a werewolf.
Woof, woof! I'm Sonic Unleashed, woof!
Oh, God. Steve, play the music right there.
Fine, Dave.
Yay, I get my way.
I get $30 an hour.
Hey, you know what? I can say that now and not feel bad about it because it's all local tax dollars and not federal tax dollars. So unless you're an international listener, whatever, I'm sorry, all right? I used to get paid by federal tax dollars.
I'm debating whether or not to do a French accent here.
Do it.
Sonic Le Heroes.
It's going to be awful, but this is terrible, Val exclaimed. We need a plan.
She's just Maurice Chevalier.
Yeah. French, I'm French Canadian.
That's okay. It's Pride Month, so it's fine.
I was about to make a Pride Month rip. Yeah.
We could try fleeing to the territory formerly known as Canada, David suggested.
Manitoba.
Maybe it's gotten better since the Nestle annexation.
Oh, God. This is a dark timeline.
Nestle is pretty big in Canada.
Nestle had to concede and make their font Joker Man as an apology.
Wait, so that's how we punish war crimes in the future? We just make your country a font that's bad?
Insidious, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll show them.
I don't know if being under Nestle is worse than being under the Hudson's Bay Company, but oh well.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Wait, which one is that? Is that the one with all the beaver?
Yeah.
Okay. Glad that joke landed.
No chance, Sean said. Even if we get better now.
No. Give yourself a French accent, too. Keep it going.
In the future, all Canadians are French.
So I'm not going to do a French accent for myself, but no chance, Sean said. Even if it was better now, we'd never make it through to no man's land.
So instead you're doing a weirdly kind of... Nah, I'm Colombian, man.
He's Razor Ramon, but Canadian? Canadian Ramon?
Say hello to the bad guy, eh?
Now put a little hat on him.
My God.
Even if it was better now, we'd never make it through the no man's land. How about we make up a plan to rescue Steve-O and Logan first? Val suggested.
The no man's land is actually just the heart dungeon, so...
Yeah, there's no way we'd make it past Calgary in that case.
So I went and looked up Famiclone, which is what the fucking Donald Duck with a gun on a Famicom cartridge is called. And the first result is a Famicom cart with Windows 98 stickered on it.
Dope.
Oh. Oh,
nice.
That's some foresight by Nintendo to have some Windows 98 functionality built in.
No, that just goes to show you Windows 98 wants on everything.
Is it the new Doom?
Wasn't Windows 98 stable but not that great coding-wise?
It was the style at the time. Let's go with that.
So I put a 98 on my computer, which was the style at the time.
Okay, I'm closing the tab. Sorry.
He's lost his mind, ladies and gentlemen. We broke him.
Yay!
How? It only took 12 seasons, but we finally did it. The experiment's over, y'all. Yay. You can finally go home.
Is the gaslighting going to finally stop?
No.
I can see clearly now. The rain
the
is gone.
The light is gone.
Yeah, that's better. The light is gone. There are only 4 lights now. Oh, God, there's 5.
They're in a maximum security prison, guarded by an army. We wouldn't have a hope even if this fic wasn't already starting to get a bit long. We have no chance.
That's what you got.
Wait, what was that? Sean asked. Say that again.
No chance. I said you've got no chance in hell.
We have no chance? David repeated. No, before that, Sean directed.
No, before that.
Why, Steve-O?
Why what?
Listen here, Cabron.
Why is this?
Fort McMurray's on fire again.
Why is there a Super Games card that says The Punisher in the circus font, but also features a torn-out snippet of a softcore porn cover against a cloud background?
I thought that was Duke Nukem.
Oh my God, it is Duke
Nukem! I thought that was a headless Duke Nukem.
I thought his pecs were tits.
Sounds like Pride Month is a little hard on you this week, Steve.
Well, he's definitely getting a Pride Month hard on.
Yeah, anyway, I think it's disgusting that corporations co-opt the fact that gay people and trans and lesbians and all of them, they struggle to deal with, like, living.
You know, but I'd still rather have a corporation acknowledge Pride existing than avoiding Pride existing.
Oh, don't get me wrong, it's fine, but it's for all the wrong reasons it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, Highlander 2 is a VHS in my butt, you cowards.
Yeah, Highlander 2 was a VHS.
And a hell of a VHS it was.
Yeah, exactly. It was like one of those blue bootleg VHS tapes.
You know what? No more Famiclones. How much does Highlander 2 cost on VHS on eBay?
$12.
Not enough.
Sean's going to say $1, so I'm going to say it for him.
$5 or best offer. Ooh, $1.80.
Dude, fucking get every copy of it. Stockpile it. Let's go out in the back and shoot it. With our properly cared for, maintained, and respected firearms.
Do I want the regular version or the renegade version?
Renegade version. Is there any other option?
What's the difference?
I don't know. All right, I'm buying it.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
bring the joke full circle. I will get it on VHS and we will watch it together.
At the very least, pair it with a Blu-ray copy so we can make a high-definition version of the Renegade Edition.
You do realize that for all the TMT edits, I very specifically get a high-def version and force it down to standard def interlaced. Because I am a monster!
I get that, but hear me out on this. Make this one your prestige. This is to appease Buster Manwom.
Then I'm going to make it 12 frames a second real media style.
That's not appeasing him. That's making him angry. He's angry. Look at him.
Look at that.
You can see
face.
His glowing red eyes. He make a frowny.
Him make a frowny.
Why would you make him make a frowny, Steve? It's so rude. Do we have to get the lights back out?
Oh, my God.
They're in a prison guarded by an army, David said. Between them, David stared blankly, unable to remember what he said seconds before.
Real.
That's definitely a character.
You know what? I'm buying it from this eBay seller because they're where you used to be a few days ago. I'm getting it from Crandall, Texas.
Oh, had we known before?
I could have saved the shipping.
Yeah, I would have gone and picked it up, dude. Like, I was looking for excuses to go out on the town.
Wasn't there a tornado warning in effect?
Yeah, but, you know, that's a different problem. Out now on VHS.
God damn it, Sean said, standing up and reaching into his bag. We're in a fan fiction. What?
What?
Val said incredulously. What are you talking about? Where are you going?
I will admit, of all of us to realize that we're fictitious, I think Sean would be the one to do it. Like, he's just so real, man.
Unlike us.
I'm the She-Hulk of our group.
Did you just say you're the She-Hulk of our group? That's hot. You look great in a onesie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any compliments for my bro?
A onesie and not a one piece?
The name of the treasure!
I was just going to say we're searching for the Grand Line.
Yeah, it's the treasure of the Grand Line set sail for One Piece, Steve. Come on.
Okay.
Yayo, yayo.
Yayo, yayo. Yo, ho, ho. He took a bite of gum gum.
Just outside, Sean said, grabbing the can of corned beef that made up the last of his food. I'm going to summon a Deus Ex Machina. It's hard to say accent.
A what?
Deus Ex Machina.
You want to try again?
I'll give you a hint. It translates to act of God.
Highlander 2, The Quickening.
Yeah, there you go.
Do sex?
Do sex? I would love to do sex.
Yeah, I would too.
Oh, we did earlier.
Fucking brag about it.
Yeah, Sean's over there just with all of his money and power. But there are no women in Canada.
No.
No, because I left.
They all get exported to the States.
Yeah, for like the America's revolving green card industry or whatever Republicans are afraid of this week.
They're trying to up the birth rate.
Oh, good luck. They should probably get better waifus then. That's why I only masturbate to anime. I probably shouldn't have divulged that information.
Oh, that's great, Dave.
The best disappointed mom voice.
Wad in the machine.
You will believe a computer can get pregnant via Logan Mandong.
Wasn't that the plot to Appleseed?
Kind of. I have that Blu-ray. I should watch it again. It's pretty good.
Sean, are you feeling okay? David asked.
No. I mean, wait. I'm not you.
No. We're mixing everything up. Oh, no.
That's what happens when you double cross a double crosser. You get all crossed up.
Sean said as he scooched past Lana, making sure there wasn't any thought police nearby. He stepped out into the street. I need a fan fiction, he said loudly, opening the corned beef. And I have deli meats. A minute passed without anything happening. Disappointed, but unsurprised.
Disappointed.
Yeah. Sean tossed the corned beef away. He hated the stuff anyways.
Why? I give you this. Like, corned beef is like a B-tier at best deli meat.
Yeah.
Because we have smoked meat in Montreal.
Right. What is y'all's favorite deli meat? Go around the room.
Pastrami.
We got a pastrami from Val. Logan, what's yours?
Prosciutto.
Oh, that's a really good one. That's a money one, though. Like, I don't got money for prosciutto, so. LaShawn, what's your favorite?
Black Forest ham.
Whoa.
Classy.
Sweet heat. Steve, what's yours?
Your meat.
I don't think I've heard of that one. Is that Japanese?
It's Japanese, dude.
Hey, we brought a full circle. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Japanese, dude.
Not wanting to risk detection, he started to walk back to the bunker. Woof, Lana barked.
Woof, said the bunker. I'm up next. Val and David peered out to see what Lana was barking at. Sean turned around and saw that it was one of the Garbage Griffins. That's our hockey team at the compound, the Garbage Griffins. Go, Nasty Bones! As Sean was wondering how it found them, it threw a perplexingly fresh tilapia at Sean, then flew off. Sean, I didn't know you were hungry.
Always.
You know, Sean and I discorded earlier, and he didn't have any pants on.
I still don't. In fact, I have less than that on.
Where did it get that fish?
Val wondered. I don't know, Sean said, putting the issue to rest, but I think we have our plan. The three of them snuck through the ruins of old New Baltimore.
I thought we were on the Pacific Garbage Patch.
No, that's where Xavier is.
Okay.
Relying on Lana's nose to detect and avoid the thought police, eventually they made their way to the hive city of New Baltimore. Unfortunately, the only ways in or out of the city were heavily patrolled security entrances and the inches-wide drainage pipes the Garbage Griffins traveled through.
Well, it's a good thing we're all like 3 or 4 inches across, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Impressed, I know I am.
Okay, now what? I'm sorry. Okay, now what? Val asked as they hid in a burned-out house.
Why just is she a 70s game show host?
Now what?
Just outside to reach of the perimeter turrets. Sean then threw the tilapia. It flew about 20 meters in a graceless spiral.
Wow.
20 meters? Hold up. We're in America.
Oh, 20 yards.
There we go. 20 God-blessed American yards.
I hate this country. 20 meters in a graceless spiral before being pulped by the turrets.
Ah.
Genius, David commented sarcastically.
We're really going to fuck them up using a single what the hell is the fish doing?
As the three watched, the soil the tilapia pulp had soaked into began to swell and morph, pulsating with a piercing electric hum. Alarms began to blare, and the turrets focused their fire onto it. Whatever the tilapia had become absorbed all the bullets with an almost gleeful squeal. Sean, give me your most gleeful squeal.
Very good.
As believable as your Waluigi.
Wow.
Pores began to form on its skin, dimpling its surface with gesundheit. Millions of tiny holes from which steaming, oily tentacles protruded. As the tilapia approached the wall of New Baltimore, its body continued to swell. Several cavities bubbled on its surface. Ooh, bubbled on its surface. I'm getting hungry.
Don't talk about food.
Bubbling sewage. My favorite.
Spiralized vortexes of razor-sharp teeth chittering behind moist, oobleck-like lips. Oobleck? I thought that oobleck was the thing you make out of cornstarch.
Yeah.
Got it. It bit into the city like a knife through hot butter, tearing up metal and police flesh discriminately. Yay!
Now when I think of hot butter, I think of Granny's hot butter ice cream.
What the fuck did you just say?
Granny's hot butt ice cream?
Hot butter ice cream.
You like my hot butter, don't you?
Hot butt ice cream.
This is a thing?
Hypnospace Outlaw.
You're just saying fucking random words now.
Oh, yes, hot butter ice cream. Oh my god, I haven't played that game in so long, I forgot.
Granny Cream's hot butter ice cream.
There's a rap. Granny's hot butter ice cream. We take Granny's hot butt, mix it with the cream from my dick, put in it Granny's butt. You can see me fuck your granny on your screen. Put my dick in your microwave, make it real hot. Put my cream in Granny's mouth. We call it heat and sip.
Heat and sip!
Brazzers.
I'm gonna go back to reading this story, but you all should play Hypnospace Outlaw when you can.
It's pretty good.
Val, David, and Sean were able to follow the tilapia, their only resistance being the fleeing crowds of workers the tilapia dismissed entirely. It shredded the city, eventually devouring the building that had prison conveniently painted on its side. Good, good. Our agenda is making headway. By the way, We are here to make more LGBTQ plus people.
I'm going to use my hypno programs to turn straight people gay.
Yeah, that'll learn them. Yeah.
You like sucking wiener.
Yeah. Nice.
Tilapia powerfully yet delicately tore off a single wall of the jail cells before continuing its rampage. The three ran up to the jail cells, pausing as they beheld the horror that they interrupted. Steve-o, Val asked, what are you doing?
Steve-o was in the cell bed, hidden by the covers. Beside him was a comedically large VHS copy of the director's cut of Highlander 2, The Quickening. So it is Renegade Edition. Nice. Wearing a square-shaped cardboard bra and a paper bag with Homestar Runner's face drawn onto it in crayon.
I mean, if that's what gets you going.
Steve-O said, donning his pants and removing the Homestar Runner mask before he pushed the VHS to the side, making the best of a bad situation.
I don't want to know about Homestar Runner's pillow talk. I really don't.
The four rushed to the next cell over two large and hairy mascot costumes were going at it in the middle of Logan's cell. When they called his name, his head emerged from within the hairy madness.
Nice.
Logan, we're here to rescue you. Are you okay? Sean said. I'm fine, Logan declared. Just give me 5 minutes. No, wait. 10. 15 minutes later, the Friday Night Fanfiction host stared into the distance at the tilapia wreaked havoc upon the landscape. The landscape was already nigh irreparably fucked up, but at least now it was happening at the expense of the rich fucks that ruined the planet for profit. Logan, you get the next page. I know it's two sentences.
Thanks, buddy.
Wait, that means I don't have to read a second time?
No, it's not the last page.
Oh.
So not the last page, but only two sentences.
Only two sentences.
Okay. So what do we do now? Steve-O asked. Taco Bell? David suggested.
It's the only one that survived the franchise wars.
David, you're up with page 8.
Are you fucking kidding me?
David, you're up with page 8.
No. Are you joshing me right now?
No,
I'm not.
Are you Steving me right now?
No, Dave.
Hey, Dave. Dave?
Yo.
Can you go get Judy to read your two lines?
Do you want to read two sentences, babe?
What do I get out of it?
You get a kiss. Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, Judy, the best member of the cast. Clap, 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 clap,
clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap.
How am I reading?
Page 8. So this right here. Into the microphone.
Do I have to do any funny voices?
If you want.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing voices.
Okay, that's fine.
Taco Bell sounds good, Val said as everyone else nodded in agreement. And so they all went to Taco Bell and had a good time.
Okay, David, you're up at page 9.
Fuck. All right. The end. Wait, no, as they were eating, one of their fans revealed themselves to the host while they were eating at Taco Bell.
Val, you're up with page 10.
Oh, the last 6 pages of this are just shitposts.
Yeah. Okay.
Well done. You know what? Buster Marum does it again.
No, that was me that did it. You can give me the fucking credit.
That was Steve who did that.
Okay.
Buster Manwomb, you did it
Buster
again.
Buster Manwomb did it again. Ladies and gentlemen, Buster Manwomb.
Clap, 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 clap,
clap, clap, clap, clap, clap.
So, are you guys going to go to an on-nutter hiatus? Probably. What can I say? Using your free time to keep a podcast on schedule during an ongoing apocalypse is kinda hard, Steve said.
Steve.
Yeah?
I need you to do an edit. Take out where Val said probably and put in that scene from The Simpsons where it's from the Frasier episode of The Simpsons. And Niles goes, probably. But he's a character in like the background. So, you know, just do that.
Sean, you're up with page 11.
I'll tell you what you could do, David said to the fan between bites of a chicken crunch wrap. Crunch witch.
Crunch witch.
While you're waiting, you can stay tuned for more episodes of Slam Fiction. Wait, where'd they go?
Uh-oh.
The end.
Oh, no. That puts me on the hook for doing Slam Fiction episodes now. Oh, no.
You sons of bitches with your fucking patron names. They redid the interface, and now you've made it so that I have to scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page just to see what the tiers are. This column is too wide.
I thought you were, like, going to yell at our fans, and that's not a good look.
No, why would I yell at our fans? I'm saying to the specific person that maxed out the Patreon character limit.
Oh, there are more Garfield movies in the Here Comes Garfield. It's now a... what's 5?
Pentology?
A pentology. There are 6. It is 6. a hextology of Garfield films. Here comes Garfield. Garfield out on the town. Garfield in the rough. Garfield goes to Hollywood. Garfield in paradise. And Garfield's Halloween adventure.
You know what? I was going to ask, where can you go from paradise? You know, Halloween? That does seem like a step up from paradise.
Yeah, but they probably phoned it in. By that point, Lorenzo Music had died. That's not true.
They called his coffin and held a phone up to his corpse?
Yeah, and then just Garfield sat there blinking at the audience.
Well, before we get off onto any other tangents, and I assure you the episode is not over, I'm reading the patrons list. Thank you very much to our patrons, starting with our Smut Secretaries, Attention Deficit, Party Horse, Bosku, Discuss, Grass Dragon, Pestilence, Santa Grimnar, Aspirant to the Priesthood of Selene, and William Shaprinsky. A super special thanks to our Genital Guardians, Angel Bane, Chirpy, Disambiguity, Flesh Dakimakura, Go Play in Traffic. I filmed myself putting Cyberpunk 2077 on my Ouya, but YouTube flagged it as inflation porn. Stupendous Man, The Judge, The Jury, and The Exegutter, and two-time World Heavyweight Champion Thunder God Matthew J. And a super-duper ultra-mega special thanks, special thanks to our Bulgate beneficiaries, a Fami clone with all of Buster Manwomb's works on it, Advent Dawn, Attention Deficit Party Horse, Bosku, Discuss, Grass Dragon, Neon Binary Rose, Pestilence, Santa Grimnar, Aspirant to the Priest.
Hello?
That's the name. Wow.
Wow.
Panky Krantz McPun Bucket? No. Cranky Pants McCum Bucket? Evan Baumel. Put an Ouya in Stevo's butt, parentheses, for charity, and parentheses, you cowards. Rickshaw Rigatoni. Wooly. And the Oscar award-winning yeasty epic from Nighthorse Media, It's Japanese Dude.
That's a name I can get behind.
So this does mark the end of us doing this as an aspirant weekly show. 12 seasons, two-ish months of material back-to-back, 8 years, a podcast network, a Patreon, and surviving multiple apocalyptic events. Good job, guys.
Yeah, we're so good.
Yeah, woo! Good job.
What was the other apocalyptic events I missed?
2016?
Yeah, it all started in 2016, which was the style at the time.
Well, for some of us, others, it started in 2014. Oh, wait. 2016? No, it was 2016 as well. Shit.
Was that Stephen Harper?
No, I'm talking about the fire. Kino.
The fire.
Well, then I was going to say some of us have been like in this since the early 2000s. And I thought, oh, wait, America's also been in this since the early 2000s and earlier. But you know what? Who's really counting? We've survived a lot. I'm glad we're all still here. We're glad you're all still here.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was poor. But after years of hard work, I am no longer young.
I am just Garfield.
I am just Garfield. We're all Garfield.
Oh, he was prime minister from 2006 to 2015.
I hesitate to ask this question because I know David literally doesn't remember anything we do on this show.
It's true.
If somebody came up to you and said Friday Night Fan Fiction, what is the first thing you think of?
Gaslighting you?
I gotta admit, it's pretty high up there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Logan, if somebody came up to you and said Friday Night Fan Fiction, what's the first thing you think of?
Shark porn.
Oh, nice.
Val, if somebody came up to you and said Friday Night Fan Fiction, what is the first thing you think of?
Nonsense.
It's been a long road. It's been getting a there from long here. Day.
Sean?
Sat you, my
friend. What about you?
The fire at Fort McMurray.
Fire at Fort McMurray. When Fort McMurray's on fire again.
And for me, it's a toss between Africa by Toto and